Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Secure ID News Podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Five winners were chosen for the 2020 Women in Biometrics Awards. Annette Steenbergen is among them. She is advisor and project lead for Aruba HappyFlow for the government of Aruba. It's the first seamless airport implementation of its kind in the world, using biometrics as a baseline for both security and facilitation. Steenbergen has a master's degree in history, and she says there weren't many jobs when she went looking in 1994.
I didn't know what I wanted to do. I needed to make money, and I wanted to do something international that I was pretty sure about. And I ended up working for the Dutch Immigration Naturalization Service. And before long, I worked mostly in border management and border management policy. I remember, I think it was 2001, the topic of biometrics just came up. I just remember that topic was new and they said, oh, maybe you could do something with this. But that was a long time ago. I've always worked in border management policy, like I said. I wasn't somebody in a uniform at the border, but more behind the scenes doing the cases in court and later on writing the policy. And I was an attaché immigration affairs, working with the private parties, the airport and the airlines. And in Aruba, I was able to initiate and pursue, together with all the partners, of course, that we work with in Aruba, but also the Dutch partners, the HappyFlow, which came about by accident, basically, and which is at the core a public-private cooperation enabled by biometrics. So that's how, in very short, how I ended up in biometrics and digital identity.
A thread through Steenbergen's career has been working with airlines and airports.
At some point, was attaché immigration affairs at the Dutch embassy in Johannesburg. And again, you work very closely with airport and airline and other governments, the South African Home Affairs and Border Police, to solve any issue. So you're always working with other stakeholders, public and private. Solving any issue is not just one party in the world of flying, but it's always together with more stakeholders. And when I ended up in Aruba and started to work for the government there, that all came together. So the experience I had and then the network I had from working in the Netherlands. And of course, I must explain, Aruba is a country within the Kingdom of the Netherlands. So we all have close working relationships. And KLM is obviously a very important airline to fly to Aruba for us, besides all the American airlines, obviously. But that's our lifeline with Amsterdam. So yeah, that's where all that basically met up and the opportunity came and we pursued it. Of course, I was together with a lot of other partners, and we, by chance, were able to develop a very innovative project. That's what we thought, and we were the first in the world, by chance, by accident. So there was no pressure. It was just, let's do this.
Steenbergen considers her work initiating and continuing Aruba HappyFlow her most significant contribution to biometrics. It's also the project she's most proud of.
It's a cliche that if you work together, things are better, right? But this is the embodiment of it's true. So this only works if you work together. And it only works if you position yourself as equal partners. For me, that is crucial about this. And it's beautiful about this. It's not easy. I'm not saying this is easy. It doesn't happen overnight. But that is, I think, my greatest accomplishment. Together with the fact that we take privacy very seriously. And we've all are always follow the privacy by design principle and adhere to GDPR standards. So that is also, I think, extremely important in this. It's passenger centric. So it's designed around the passenger. It makes all the stakeholders think differently. When we were developing this, when we were in this phase where we had no pressure, we just wanted to do something innovative, work together with all these stakeholders. We were stuck in discussion at some point, and then somebody said, but let's just look at it just from the passenger perspective. Let's just look at what would the passenger like. And then within half an hour, it all fell into place. So if you don't think about yourself, but about the passenger in this case you're dealing with, it all came about. And that was a pivotal moment in how we designed the process.
Aruba Happy Flow is now in phase two, which will connect off-airport stakeholders to create a seamless traveler arrival experience. One secure identity check based on the e-passport will facilitate a seamless biometric identity check from arrival to car rental pickup to hotel check-in and support the stakeholders with real-time process data and flight information. The original release date of this September is pending due to COVID-19. Steenburgen joins four other Women in Biometrics Award winners being honored during the virtual SIA Gov Summit on June 3rd. Check back for profiles on our other winners. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Secure ID News Podcast.